This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady from AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Susan Larson. She's the president of the 99s, the International Organization for Women Who Fly. And the 99s has been getting involved with the studio that released the Amelia Earhart movie that's out in theaters now. And she's going to tell us about how they got involved with that project and what they hope to achieve.
I'd love to. Thank you. We were able to connect with Fox Searchlight. I really think it was through Mira Nair, the director, who has, she just has a strong desire to help others as she connects with other charities around the world. And as the 99s is a nonprofit organization and has the Museum for Amelia Earhart in Atchison, Kansas, also the scholarship funds we use, I just sensed that was where the real strong connection began. We do have a museum in Atchison, Kansas. You talked about the costumes. Fox Searchlight has very generously donated to us many of the costumes used in the movie, including, if people will recall, and they see this, there's a white jumpsuit with an AE on the back, the hat with the feathers, that some will remember, just some of the lovely pieces from the movie and from the era. And we will be displaying those in our museum in Atchison, Kansas, beginning Friday the 23rd in conjunction with the opening of the movie.
That's great. Now, what was Amelia's connection with the 99s? She was involved with the organization from the beginning, is that right?
In some ways, even more so, because she saw the need for this type of organization even a couple of years before it was founded, which was in 1929. She had been in correspondence with a couple other women she had met, seeing the need for this. Together, they got together in 1929, just at the end of the Cleveland Air Races, and really decided to go with this plan. So a invitation was mailed to all 117 licensed women pilots in the United States. In response to that letter, 99 women agreed to join or start this a new flying organization, and it was called the 99s. This was 80 years ago next week.
Okay, so Amelia, what was her connection as the organization launched? Was she one of the officers, or how did she help it to get started?
She was instrumental. What she did is actually was the first elected president of the 99s. She served from 1931 to 1933, which for those who maybe have even seen the movie really covers from 1928 to 1937. So this was right during those, the real center of those exciting years that Amelia was flying and taking the headlines on newspapers around the world. She just found, she had an amazing amount of energy, and she was able to really stick with this and keep up with the correspondence that was required. She was truly the center of the organization.
Well, she must have been pretty busy during that time. So so what do the 99s hope will be the outcome of this relationship? Are you hoping to inspire more girls to think about flying, or do you have any way of following up on that if girls are interested in contact you?
Yes, absolutely. That is the bottom line. What we're looking for is to inspire women, girls, even, men to get involved in aviation, of course, to find a way to fulfill that passion of a dream that's been lying inside of them. Amelia's story is unique. It's also, it endures over time. I think the story will be told over and over to another each generation, because it is so absolutely inspiring. The woman she knew what she wanted. She didn't apologize for who she was. She was very clear about her wants and what kept her going, what sparked her. And I think that's that little spark, it's the same one across all pilots everywhere, male or female. So we would absolutely love to see more women involved in aviation, flying. And yes, the 99s welcomes these women, these girls. The organization is for licensed women pilots. And particularly once We have an associate category for those who are learning to fly, where we mentor them to full 99's membership. And for those who want to go on into a career field in aviation, we have leadership programs. We also have scholarship programs for full ratings and certificates as they go through, whether it be instrument, commercial, multi-engine, ATP, and type ratings. So many women who are flying today, if you see them in the cockpit of an airline, ask them if they're a 99, please.
Okay, and so if people are interested in learning more about the 99s or wanted to get involved or wanted to, join maybe, how would they get more information?
We have a wonderful website. It's spelled it out, 90-9s.org. There is a join area, and it gives you some information about what is required as far as the need to have a flight certificate and the female requirements. The organization operates primarily on a chapter-based system. In the United States and Canada, we have over 160 chapters. So there probably will be a chapter near anyone who wants to learn to fly, and we will definitely connect that individual with the local chapter.
Okay, great. And are there other events going on as the film opens across the country? Will the 99s be, holding local events in conjunction with that?
There are so many chapters holding local events everywhere, and they will be in conjunction with the opening this weekend. Some will be on Friday evening, some will be on Saturday evening, and some will be just special flight events that weekend held in her honor. For instance, I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We'll be doing an event on Saturday night at the opening there in Santa Fe, talking about the 99s. And, of course, just that opportunity for the group to be together also.
Okay, so the film Amelia, it opens nationwide on Friday, October 23rd. Look at the 99's website for information about what might be going on in your area in conjunction with the 99's. And thank you, Susan, for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.